Radio 1.
Hello. Thank you very much, Edith. Yes, it's only been Friday. My throat hurts. It was a big one, wasn't it, really?
Yeah,
very guttural. Today, it's the big day. I'm actually really nervous. The last day and the big gig of my flatmate the comedian. Loads of people applied for tickets online.
Really?
Why would you do that? Literally hundreds of people. But sadly, the bar near Radio 1 where we're doing our live on-air gig today cannot fit hundreds of people in it. So I'm really sorry if you weren't lucky enough to get the tickets. It's a bit like the Take That thing earlier.
Right.
If you weren't lucky enough, I'm really sorry, but you can hear the whole thing on Radio 1 very soon. By saying it's a bit like the Take That thing, he's not going to do six more nights.
Okay.
I don't mean that. Don't worry about that. But in a bar near Radio 1, in 30 minutes' time, my flatmate, the comedian, will try and heal the world. Because laughter really is a great healer. If you can make people laugh in the first place. And that was the challenge we set down to him. It's got to happen today. He's got to raise more than a titter from the audience. Go and have a look at the videos of the earlier comedy performances from this week at bbc.co.uk/radio1. His warm-up man is Alan Carr of the Friday Night Project, an actual funny person.
Yeah.
So hear the gig in half an hour on Radio 1 in front of a specially invited Radio 1 audience.
Stroke desperate.
Stroke nothing else to do on a Friday afternoon. Right, I think we can now cross over to the secret venue where my flatmate is going to try to finally make an audience laugh today. And Alan Carr should be there. Hello, Alan.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, you?
Yes. Yes, Scott, the venue is so secret, we've only got 8 in the audience.
Well, you're doing a good job because it sounds like there's more than 8 people.
Oh, there it is. We've had a wonderful reception.
Right. And how are the audience looking? Are they all right?
They're looking hot.
My flatmate, how's he looking?
He's looking a bit like E.T. He's gone green and his eyes are bulging. But apart from that, he looks hot.
Okay. Okay, my flatmate, the comedian, live on Radio 1 and 1 Extra, will try and make people laugh next. Thank you, audience. Hooray, see you there, brilliant. Palm of his hand.
National Radio 1.
Just Stone on Radio 1 and 1 Extra. Scott has run over to the secret venue. Are you there?
I am here.
Wait.
Our Up For It audience are also here, and I'm now going to hand over to Alan Carr. He's going to whoop them into a state of frenzy before my flatmate, the comedian, takes to the stage and tries to heal the world.
Oh, thank you, Scott. Hello, hello, Central London. How are we doing? Yay! Oh, you're looking good. You really are looking good. Yes, I'm Alan Carr, and it's weird to think the next time I'll actually be on stage is at Hammersmith Apollo on the 10th, 11th, 12th of May. Tickets selling fast, so quick. But no, it's not about me today. It's about Frasier, who, have we got any... He's very popular. People have been asking me, is he going to do the chlamydia joke? Please let him do the chlamydia joke. And I'm like, he might, you know. He's got such a wide repertoire. I'm sure he can just dip into anything that he wants. And yes, because I'm compere, I'm going to chat with the audience. Hello, madam, what's your name?
Ali.
And what do you do for a living, Ali?
Work next door.
Work next door? There's actually a brothel next door, but... Thanks for that, love. And dirty. Yes, so so do we have any other prostitutes in? No? No. Okay. Well, I think I've really killed it now for Frasier, so I think it's time that we should welcome him to the stage, don't you?
Yes!
I love this guy. I've worked with him so many times before. He's absolutely wonderful. A very good friend of mine. What's his name again? Frasier! Yeah! Welcome to my live gig. Yay! And I've already been on stage longer than I was on Monday night. Yay!
15 seconds is how long it took me to get booed off stage on Monday night. 15 seconds. How did they even know I wasn't going to be funny? Obviously, I wasn't going to be funny. But they didn't know that. 15 seconds. I've had quite a few experiences in my life last 15 seconds. This guy down here knows exactly what I'm talking about. Not exactly. He wasn't there. Oof. Anyway, has anyone heard of my flatmate the DJ? Yay! Scott Mill. No, don't cheer him. Boo him. He's the reason we're all suffering this.
No.
Anyway, my...
Boo.
Yeah, there we go.
Boo.
Anyway, he came up with an idea midweek. You might have heard it. Which involved this. Does anyone know what this is?
What is it?
It's an electric shock collar. This guy down here looks like he's seen one of these before. Is it? No, it's for dogs. He might be a dog trainer. You a dog trainer?
Yep.
He's not a dog trainer. Anyway, basically, you use this for when Rover starts humping your granny's leg on Christmas Day. And zap! No more OAP wet dreams for him. Oh. So, I'd like to bring on my flatmate, the DJ. Let's bring him on. Are you there? It's actually my flatmate, the DJ. Come on. This is my flatmate, the DJ. Britain's funniest DJ, 2004. Obviously. Obviously a time when Chris Morse was on holiday. And now I'd actually like to bring on my Debbie McGee, Laura.
Yay!
Strap him up!
Oh no. Oh, I hate those.
Now, what's your name? I think we've been through this, haven't we? Now, we've got a little idea. He thought that it would make me funnier if I got electrocuted every time I told a bad joke. Now, I don't think electrocuting me on stage is actually going to be very funny, but I found a way to make it funny. Every time you think that I've said something funny, let's zap Scott. Come on! Press on the button and say, press all of them, we'll find it.
Don't press it.
Which one? You got it? Now, have I made you laugh already?
Yeah, a little bit.
Then press the button. Press it. You getting that, Scott? Oh, it's working. So...
This might kill me.
But you didn't think I was very funny, so... According to you, probably not. Now we're going to enter the quickfire round of jokes. You ready with the button? So, dying on stage was bad. However, is there a worse way to die? Drowning. Perhaps. But I bet it wouldn't be as bad if you're really thirsty beforehand. They didn't find it funny, they just wanted to zap you. What's the worst time to have a heart attack? Whilst playing charades, I reckon. Especially if you're playing with people that aren't very good. Is it Dances with Wolves? Escaped again. Quick fire round isn't very popular, is it?
Carry on.
I love kids. You have to be quite careful how you say that nowadays. For example, if you get into specifics, it could be taken the wrong way. For example, I love 7-year-olds. Completely taken the wrong way. Someone's found the power level.
Turn that down. That's really... That hurts a lot.
We're on the last one of the quickfire round. Don't worry, you'll be fine.
Good.
Joke, If I had a bookstore, I'd make the mystery department really hard to find. So, Scott, do you think I've been funny?
Yes.
Press the button.
Yeah!
And that's it for me. Anything you'd like to say?
Has he done it?
Yeah! Thank you. You've been a lovely audience. Congratulations, you've been here for the world.
This is Radio 1 and One Extra.
This is National Radio 1.
My flatmate, the comedian, is now here.
Hello.
How do you feel?
Good. It's hard to heal the world.
But you did it!
I think I did it!
There are a room full of ill people there. Real ill people, and you cured them.
I did.
Right, we've got Ace and Viz from One Extra here now. What did you think, guys?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yes.
Yeah. I like the fact that you got shocked and you got booed a few times. And
they blatantly turned up the power on the electric shock collar as well.
Yeah. Oh. No, you passed with flying colours. We thought it was a recipe for disaster, but you've done very, very well. Congratulations.
Now, Alan Carr did the warm-up, and he's coming in to speak to you in a minute, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to help us judge the funniest joke being texted on One Extra right now.
Okay, right. Yeah. So when's he coming up?
That's going to be in a few minutes, actually.
All right. Thank you very much to my flatmate, the comedian.
No problem.
Thank you very much, Ace and Viz.
Thank you.
We did it together.